Arco, Idaho is a town that made history, but no one knew it when it happened. Yet what happened here became worldwide news and makes it a historic landmark today. The story is today's American Countryside, brought to you by Farm Credit. America never stops growing. Thanks to Farm Credit, neither does rural America. Learn more at farmcredit100.com.
Living in the land of opportunity means there's always fertile ground. And for 100 years, people looking to make a life in rural America have had a trusted financial resource in Farm Credit. We offer young producers, rural homeowners, and agricultural cooperatives the support they need to extend their reach, rise a little higher, and never stop growing. Learn more at farmcredit100.com.
Join Drovers and Dr. Dan Thompson for our third annual Feedlot Cowboy College on September 7th and 8th in Dodge City, Kansas. This two-day seminar, led by respected and knowledgeable industry experts, is filled with timely information for feedlot operators. Topics include animal health, low-stress animal handling, technology, and how to improve animal welfare. Attendance will also qualify you as BQA certified. For more information, visit droverscowboycollege.com.
About an hour west of Idaho Falls, you can take a free tour of a landmark called EBR-1, the experimental breeder reactor at Idaho National Laboratory that first produced nuclear energy at the end of 1951. Soon after, worldwide conferences were held on the topic.
In August of 1955 was one of the first Atoms for Peace conferences in Geneva. And leading up to it, the Soviet Union claimed to anybody that would listen that everything nuclear in the United States was about weapons.
But as Don Miley explains, the scientists here at Idaho National Laboratory were in fact working on peaceful uses for atomic energy. They set about to prove it to the world.
So they looked around the nation, and one of the series of test reactors here in Idaho was known as Borax, Boiling Water Reactor Experiment. And the third in the series, Borax 3, had a turbine and generator attached to it.
They brought in switchgear and attempted to put atomic energy on the public grid.
The first time they tried, they were out of phase with the utility power feed. They fried 7 miles of power lines and dropped them to the ground. So the next day, they restrung 7 miles of power lines.
It was just a temporary setback, though. With the power lines back on the poles, they were ready for another attempt.
On July 17th, 1955, middle of the night, they were in sync. They flipped the switch, and Borax 3 provided all of the electricity to Arco, Idaho.
But what makes the story even more interesting is the fact that no one in Arco, Idaho knew their power was suddenly coming from the reactor. In fact, very few people in the world knew it, until it was time to make a big announcement about what had just happened. That story next time as we travel the countryside in Arco, Idaho. I'm Andrew McCrae.